Hey guys, this is HM Wheelhouse. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight, I'm going to do a quick hit. The latest news in Houston Astros moves, the latest free agent to sign, and what we can expect in the coming weeks around the holiday season. Stay tuned. This is HM Wheelhouse, Quick Hits. No one will ever take this away from us as Houston Astros fans. That's right, Houston Astros fans. Don't let anyone ever tell you that we are not world champions of 2017. Mark my words, 2020 may be another epic season to follow. Go Astros. This is H-Town Wheelhouse. I'm out. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. This is H-Town Wheelhouse with a quick hit. Most recent signing for the Houston Astros has been Martin Maldonado, who returns to the Houston Astros after completing the season with them and sharing time with Robinson Chirinos. They signed him to a 2-year, $7 million contract, and it's believed that he fielded multiple offers for even more money, but felt like he fit best with the Houston Astros baseball club. Now, the Astros have solidified one of their big needs was starting catcher. We know they signed Dustin Gourneau, and they have Garrett Stubbs, but those guys are either backup options, or I don't think Gourneau's even going to be there when you hit midseason. But Martin Maldonado for right now solidifies your catching position for the next two seasons, which is phenomenal to get a player of that caliber who can frame the ball, who's got a heck of an arm, who's known as a machete because he can cut runners down. So the Astros are looking good right now. A former Astro signed today with the Chicago White Sox, Dallas Keuchel, Cy Young pitcher for the Astros a few years ago and part of their 2017 World Championship team, went to the Braves, didn't perform the way he wanted to, and I think some of that had to do with him not signing until midseason. He wasn't in like full season form, and it's always hard going to a new club, especially when you are this you're this free agent that's wanting more money than what the market's willing to give you, and then you end up signing for less than what was offered initially. So he's going to go to Chicago. Chicago White Sox seem to be a surprise team. I think they're going to be one of the contenders in the American League this year. Don't know that they'll really do anything huge, but they will definitely not be bottom of the barrel, possibly contend for the AL Central title in going into the postseason. So that's definitely something to look out for. Wonder how Keuchel is going to do there. But with Martin Maldonado signed, we now have all our positions, starting positions, as like an opening day roster. You would have Yuli Gurriel at first, Jose Altuve at second, Carlos Correa at shortstop, Alex Bregman holding down third base, Michael Brantley in left field, George Springer in center field. And in right field, we have Kyle Tucker and Josh Reddick. And I believe Kyle Tucker's probably going to get more of a chance this year at the beginning than he did last year. Obviously, he didn't get called up till late in the season, was there with the team during the playoffs. But that remains to be seen. Will the Astros try to move Reddick because of his contract, or will they just keep him on and platoon these two guys where Yordan Alvarez is going to be the DH? They might play Kyle Tucker at first some games to give him some more playing time. He was playing first base at Round Rock when he got pulled up, and so we'll have to see. But you would also have Justin Verlander as an opening day pitcher and then Martin Maldonado. So the Astros really have a very solid lineup top to bottom. Maldonado is not here for his bat. He's here for his glove. He's here for his pitch framing, etc. And so I believe the Astros coming back having a great, great opportunity to make another World Series run. Their top pitchers are going to be your Verlander, Greinke, McCullers, number three. Jose Urquidy is going to be competing for that fourth spot. And then you've got the likes of Brian Abreu, Rogelio Armenteros, I hope I said that right, and Forrest Whitley. Now, Forrest Whitley may be more of a mid-season call-up or late-season call-up, but those three guys have the potential to earn the fifth spot in the rotation. I really believe that unless they sign somebody, that fourth spot is gonna, more than likely, go to Jose Urquidy. He did a phenomenal job in the playoffs. I don't know why I just slowed down when I said phenomenal, like I was trying to sound it out. That was weird. Anyways, the one big question mark that nobody's talking about is Will Harris. I have not heard a single shred of news about teams looking at him. Is the market hot? Is the market cold? I've heard Yankees fans saying they want Will Harris, but I haven't heard any substantial Twitter chatter or these talking heads in the baseball world talk about Will Harris. It's kind of odd that no one's speaking of him. Astros fans believe that Will Harris is a key part and key component of this relief pitching squad, and I think it's imperative that the Astros sign him. Now, there may not be a lot of talk because maybe the Astros are in negotiations with him and they're just not making it known. Jeff Luhnow has been sort of the Wizard of Oz type of GM where you know there's a lot going on, but you don't really see, like, we don't get to look behind the curtain to see what's actually happening. So he plays his cards close to the vest, and there's something to be said about that strategically. So the Houston Astros seem to be in a position to be squared away for the 2020 season. We're going to take a break right here for a quick advertisement, and I'll be back to wrap things up for this H-Town Wheelhouse Quick Hit. Hey guys, thanks for staying with me. This is H-Town Wheelhouse to wrap up this final segment of Quick Hits by H-Town Wheelhouse. I want to talk about the 2010s All-Decade team that was selected by MLB and Rob Fontenot, who is the main dude at Astros Fanatics. If you go to astrosfanatics.wordpress.com, he's got a great fan blog, and he talked about this topic, and there were three Houston Astros that made the All-Decade team. Now, one of them really hasn't been with the Astros long enough to consider him to be a part of this award because of what he's done with the Astros, but nonetheless, he's on our team, so we'll count it as three Houston Astros. In the 2010s All-Decade team, they list Jose Altuve at second base. They list Justin Verlander and Zach Greinke. That's definitely phenomenal. I believe that if you take a decade team and start that decade team in 2015 and go to 2025, which would be odd to do that, if you did that, you could probably include the likes of Alex Bregman, Carlos Correa, possibly you could even put George Springer on that list. But the All-Decade team reads as this: Miguel Cabrera at first, Jose Altuve at second, Adrian Beltre at third, Francisco Lindor at short, outfield Mike Trout, Mookie Betts, and Andrew McCutchen. The Cutch is up there. DH Nelson Cruz. Starting pitcher Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, Clayton Kershaw, Zach Greinke, and Chris Sale. Relief pitchers Craig Kimbrell and Aldonis Chapman, which is interesting. Now, at shortstop, Francisco Lindor and Carlos Correa came in the same time. Carlos Correa won Rookie of the Year, but I believe it has something to do with his injuries as why he was not chosen for the All-Decade team. Carlos Correa would have been healthy this entire time. He would have easily been in first place at shortstop on this All-Decade team. In these All-Decade teams, these all-time teams, a lot of it's mainly for discussion. It's really hard to break down every single player and put these teams together. But I think everybody here got a fair shake. And I mean, you had your obvious picks like Mike Trout, like Miguel Cabrera. Adrian Beltre obviously deserves it. So anyways, I just wanted to talk about that. I thought that was interesting. So the Houston Astros still, again, they really, really need to get another starting pitcher, but I believe the only way they're going to do that is if they trade. I believe Robbie Ray is a possible target. Ryu, I think, would be a long shot to make an offer for him. And there's not really much else out there. I don't see the Astros adding a left-handed starter at all in the offseason. But it's going to be interesting to see if they do make any moves. I believe that if the Astros are going to get another starting pitcher, they will probably wait till the trade deadline and trade for somebody midway. I have no idea who that would be, but that just seems like the Astros' budgetary concerns in 2020 really limit them. But we have to trust this front office. We have to trust their decisions because they've been pretty healthy and pretty strong since they've come aboard. And I guess the 500-pound elephant in the room is what's going to happen with this cheating scandal or alleged cheating scandal. What kind of punishment's going to come down? And I feel like the longer that the league waits to give a decision, the less the Houston Astros have to worry about. Because if there was something definitive and over the top and so egregious that they were going to punish the Astros and they had that evidence, that they would have already revealed it and given that and handed that down. But because they haven't, my suspicion is that it may not be as severe as some think it will be, or I should say want it to be. There's a lot of fan bases out there that aren't Houston fan bases. They just want the Astros to have them put the screws to them and do an SMU-style death penalty, ban people for life, and just some ridiculous things I've heard suggested. The bottom line is it's unfortunate. It's a bad look for the club. But it doesn't take away from the 2017 season, the Hurricane Harvey tragedy we went through, how this team brought us together, and what that World Championship stood for to us Houston fans. And if you're a Houston native or you're a transplant Houstonian, you know how important that is. So don't let any other fan base take that from you. We are still world champions no matter what happens going forward. But this club is built, I believe, for the next several years to be contenders. We will continue to be on top. This is Ashawn Wheelhouse. This is a quick hit. Thanks for listening.